Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And for today's absolute beginner lesson, we've got a truly painful joke, which we will then spend the next several minutes discussing.
It's a freezing joke.
Yeah, to use the Chinese idiom, it is a cold, cold joke. Let's listen.
哎呀，这服务太差了，这谁管呢？
饺子。
谁？
饺子管呢？
哎呀，这服务太差了，这谁管呢？
饺子。
谁？
饺子管呢？
Okay, we're back, and as everybody knows, the surest way to kill a joke is to explain it. This joke was kind of dead on arrival, so we're just going to dissect it.
Yeah.
Now, the first line is...
哎呀，这服务太差了，这谁管呢？
哎呀，这服务太差了。
Wow, the service is so bad.
哎呀，这服务太差了。
Wow, this service is so bad.
哎呀，这服务太差了。
Wow, this service is so bad.
这儿谁管呢？
Who's in charge here?
这儿谁管呢？
Who's in charge here?
这儿谁管呢？
Who's in charge here?
饺子。
饺子。
Dumplings.
饺子。
Dumplings.
饺子。
Dumplings.
谁？
谁？
Who?
谁？
Who?
谁？
Who?
饺子馆呢？
饺子馆呢？
Dumpling restaurant.
饺子馆呢？
Dumpling restaurant.
饺子馆呢？
Dumpling restaurant. Now the joke here, if you can call it that, is that there is a sound,
管,
which happens to sound like two words.
Right.
One of them is a verb meaning to be in charge of or to control.
管,
and another one is a word meaning restaurant.
管.
They're written with different characters, but they sound the same. It's a pun on 管.
管.
It's a dumpling restaurant, but it sounds like the dumplings are in charge.
Right.
that was a very natural...
That's hard work.
That was a very natural and totally unforced laugh, Echo. Let's go back and listen to this one more time. And then we'll come back with some more vocab that you can take away from this.
哎呀，这服务太差了，这谁管呢？
饺子。
谁？
饺子管呢？
Now, in the first line, the man uses the word service.
服务。
Now, if you put another word, 员, after that,
服务员,
you have waiter or waitress.
服务员,
which can be male or female, waiter or waitress.
Right.
Let's say you want to say, waiter, dumplings.
服务员, 饺子.
It's not the most polite way of asking for it, but people will understand.
Yeah, and it's not rude. 服务员, 饺子. If you're in a very crowded, noisy restaurant, maybe this is the best way to ask for your food.
Yeah, to get somebody's attention. So, waitress, dumplings.
服务员, 饺子.
And of course, there are other things you can ask for, too, like waiter, rice.
服务员, 饭.
Waitress, noodles.
服务员, 面.
Waiter, noodles.
服务员面。
Finally, again, waiter, dumplings.
服务员饺子。
Now, we already learned the word for dumpling restaurant.
饺子馆。
You can also do this with, say, rice.
饭馆
which is just any kind of restaurant.
Right. 饭馆
or noodles.
面馆
which is a noodle restaurant.
Mm-hmm. 饺子馆饭馆面馆
There's another very common word, which is not really a restaurant, but it uses the same word, 馆, and it's the word for hotel.
宾馆
which is literally guest and then 馆.
Mm-hmm. 宾馆
Now, if you're in northern China, a lot of the time you'll notice people say these things very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain syllables which end with an N or ng sound, which you can add an R sound onto.This sounds complicated, but it's actually not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, with this R-ized sound, restaurant,
饭馆
So you take that N and you replace it with an R.
Yeah. 饭馆
Or a dumpling restaurant.
饺子馆
Again.
饺子馆
Finally, noodle restaurant.
面馆
Now note that you cannot use this with the word for hotel.
宾馆
Yeah, you can't add an R onto the end of that. It'll sound funny, people will laugh at you, you will never get a date.
Yeah, because hotel is big.
Yeah, but for now you don't have to worry about that. Just know that if you hear somebody saying
饭馆
they're really just saying the same thing as
饭馆
and so on for all other restaurants.
Right.
哎呀，这服务太差了，这谁管呢？
饺子。
谁？
饺子管呢？
Incidentally, the Chinese word for corny is 蹩脚。You don't have to worry about that, but if you wanted to know how to describe this joke, that would probably be the quickest way of doing it.
Yeah, or just say it's pretty cold, 很冷。
Yeah.
Yeah.
But bad though the joke is, there's a lot of good stuff in today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So let's review. The first is the word for service.
服务
And from that word comes the word for waiter or waitress.
服务员
Which is really like service plus person.
Right.
Next, there's the word for dumplings.
饺子
Which are delicious. And then there's the word for dumpling restaurant.
饺子馆
Finally, we taught you three different kinds of food. The first is
饺子
or dumplings.
And then we have 面
which is noodles. Finally,
饭
rice. And when you stick a 馆 or a 馆 onto the end of that, you get a word for any kind of restaurant.
饭馆
So that's it for today's lesson. Hope you enjoyed the joke.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got any questions, any comments, if by some miracle you know of a joke even cornier than this one,
Echo, please leave us a comment or write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Right.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Have fun.
再见。